This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. Health officials say Washington State is at risk for a measles outbreak. That's because our rate of vaccination is not where it should be. After a measles outbreak at Disneyland and an epidemic in the UK, it's a matter of serious concern. Paul Throne is with the Washington State Department of Health. He helps prepare for illness outbreaks around the state. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jeannie. Pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. Our state currently only has two cases of measles, both in Grays Harbor, and that's far from a worst-case scenario. But when it comes to measles, what does a worst-case scenario look like?
Well, we're always concerned about measles because measles is spread so easily. It's one of the viruses that we're aware of that you can actually catch up to 2 hours after somebody who has measles has left a room if you yourself are susceptible to measles. So as we saw last year in our state, we had multiple outbreaks of measles, three different waves of infection spread, and over 32 people were actually infected with measles. The worst case for us is that we're very concerned that that could happen to us again. In a typical year, we have 3 or 5 cases of measles. To have 32 last year and already to have 2 this year, it's a big worry.
I understand that a community is considered safe from measles if 95% of its residents are vaccinated. What's our vaccination rate in Washington State currently?
Well, our rates for children are getting near that number, but not quite there yet. If you look at children overall, we're at about 93.5%. But when you drill down a little bit, kindergartners or people, children entering into kindergarten are less than 90% protected from measles right now. The problem there is that those who are not protected are vulnerable, and there's a 90% chance that if they are exposed to the measles virus, they will actually get measles.
So what are some of the reasons why people in our state aren't vaccinating their children, aren't vaccinating themselves as adults?
There are a lot of reasons. One is that people have a personal belief, and we permit that in our state. We do believe that people have a right to choose not to vaccinate themselves or their children. They may have a philosophical reason or a religious reason. There are some people who are members of religious organizations that don't practice going to a healthcare provider, for example. It's a real combination of reasons. The real concern for us is that some of these folks live in very close social organizations where many children and many adults together might not be vaccinated, and that leaves the whole group of people vulnerable. If one of them should become infected, then the rest of them who are in close contact could very easily also get measles.
I'm talking with Paul Throne. He works on immunization programs for the Washington State Department of Health. We're talking about measles vaccinations. Washington State is at increased risk for a measles outbreak, in part because of the number of people who are vaccinated throughout the state. So, Paul, what strategies has the Washington State Department of Health tried to get more people to vaccinate?
We know that people tend to listen to two major kinds of people. One is their healthcare provider, and the other is their personal social network. And so we've worked with healthcare providers in our state to help them understand how to have an effective conversation with a parent when they come in, when they have questions about vaccination, and most parents have some questions about that, that the healthcare provider is in the best position to give them the accurate information about how safe and effective these vaccines can be. Then we also talk with parents in our state who are very interested in vaccination rates in their own schools, for example, or in their own communities, and we help give them the information they need to talk to other parents in a way that help spread the news that vaccinating your children is actually the norm in our state. It's the thing that almost everybody does do.
You talked about spreading the word that vaccinating is the norm for people in Washington State. What else does the Washington State Department of Health want people to know specifically about measles vaccinations?
One of the things we want people to understand is that measles vaccine is 99% effective. No vaccine is 100% perfect, but this is a very effective vaccine. So that if people have had the right number of vaccinations at the right age in their life, they can be quite sure that they are highly protected against this disease. Measles is a very serious disease. Up to 30% of people who get it actually get a complication, like diarrhea or an ear infection, or even pneumonia or a brain swelling that can lead to death. And 1 or 2 people out of every 1,000 people that get measles actually will die from it. So it's a serious disease, and the vaccine is highly effective. We really want people to think of this as one of the most important things they can do to protect themselves and their family and the other people around them.
Paul, you've talked about communicating with parents about vaccinating their children, but what happens specifically, what does the Washington State Department of Health do if the vaccination rate in Washington doesn't get where we need it to be?
Well, we're always watching for disease, what we call disease outbreaks. So we're always watching for cases where disease may be spreading in our state. The Disneyland case of measles is a great example. We had one person come up from Disneyland who lives in the Grays Harbor County who was infected by traveling down to that theme park when somebody else had measles there. And that person, in turn, infected one other person in Grays Harbor at this point. We had somebody else travel from Disneyland, went through SeaTac Airport, visited some people in several counties, and even went up to Vancouver, British Columbia. When we hear about things like this, we trace the contacts of all of those people to be sure that we know who they were in touch with and were those people also vaccinated. We also spread the word to the public that if you were in these places at these particular times, you may need to watch for symptoms of measles and contact your healthcare provider if you're concerned.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Paul Thrown works on immunization programs at the Washington State Department of Health, and KUOW dug into the data on vaccination rates in Seattle schools. That started a lively debate. You can find that on our website, kuow.org.